That's Hazel Royer with a song she wrote.
Thank you.
Hazel's alter ego is Blazel. Blazel is also a stoner, a dude stoner, but of the Dungeons and Dragons variety. You know, like, Think like sexually active band nerd. Blazel.
Who said sexually active?
That's me. I know. It's just me. I'm so sorry. I like to see the line and then just dangle a little bit over the edge of it. But Blazel has brought D&D to our home, to the Big Richard Homes. We've started a D&D campaign. If you want to get in on that afterwards, we still need a bard, don't we?
We do.
We need a bard. So see us after the show.
I told everybody in the band that they couldn't be bards because they're bards in real life.
We're musicians in real life. So we have to find a pretend musician. Somebody wants to role play as a bard. But this next tune is one that...
Capo.
I have lost so... This is a very short tour for us. It's like 4 days. I have lost so many things. It's cursed.
There's something about Vegas that makes you lose things.
Totally.
You know?
I have officially
lost... It's not just money.
It was a gamble.
Like $140 worth of things so far.
Sorry, we're going to find them. We're going to clean out the van in the end and make you a little pile, a little joy pile.
I love that you think my stuff is... Do you remember when I lost one of my aligners?
I know. Oh, is that...
I found it on the carpet of my hotel room, and I had the audacity to just scrub it off and put it back in my mouth.
That's a road dog right there, you guys.
Road dog.
Road dog. That's road dog life.
I'm so sorry for that story. Oh,
road
my
dog.
God. Okay, so we are going to play a song now that I have a capo. Thank you, Monty, for the capo. This song was written by our dear friends, Andy and Cecilia Thorne. Andy Thorne is the banjo player from Leftover Salmon. They're a great band. This song is about gun violence. And I'm a gun owner, and I want to say... I just want to take a moment to talk to the other gun owners in the audience, because statistically you guys are out there. I know you're there. We have a problem on our hands in our country, and a big part of it is our responsibility too. If you own a gun, it's your responsibility to keep it stored safely, separate from the ammunition. Especially if you have little kids in your house, or if you have somebody who gets a little funky sometimes. Maybe that person is you. Maybe you have a couple of weird days. I do. I have 2 guns and I know what to do with them. Have a plan in place to hand your gun to a trusted friend or family member if you're going through it. Please, people, we owe this to our kids.